Hello everyone, happy 2025, or as I would like to call it, or as many people have been saying, 2020 Thrive. Yeah, I believe it's a year in which we are just going to enjoy thriving, and what thriving may look like to you may be different to me, but for me it's about being present, more present, in the lives of my family, but also enjoying the fruits of my labor within the business and everything I lay my hands to. And I believe that is also my prayer for you this year, that that will also be a year of thriving for you. That not be striving, not be stressing, but a year in which you get to enjoy the fruits of your labor, the things you put your hands to. I believe that. So I'm excited. So may we begin to thrive and look for pockets, look for moments to be present so we can actually experience what thriving will look like. Otherwise, we'll miss it. We'll be bystanders and we'll be frustrated by the end of this year and say, what has it actually been? So yeah, that's what I believe for this year. And so we will eventually have an episode, an update on things with me looking forward to 2025, some amazing collaborations and projects that's popping up, which I'll share, which we'll see shorter videos throughout the year when those things do pop up. But I thought to start off the year with this podcast, which I recorded last year, but I thought it would be a really good podcast to, I guess, help orientate, or at least start the conversation for you to orientate yourself for this year. And this podcast episode was quite a funny one, how it came about. It's birthed out of a previous episode in which I've spoken about weird and wonderful jobs, or weird jobs and skill sets, sorry, that you can learn that could become jobs for you, or means by which you can create an income in 2024 and beyond. And from when I put the episode out, I always put it there. You can always contact me, or if you want to be on the podcast, or just want to leave your comments behind. And actually, someone reached out, and by no small feat, this amazing person that reached out is Lizzie Brown. Now, Lizzie and Joaquin Brown started this amazing business. It's called Yoga Wake Up. A very interesting business concept, which she shares a bit about in our conversation in the podcast episode. But essentially, it is a yoga app, which is used as an alarm clock, which allows you, helps you to be more present as you wake up. So not using conventional alarm systems that is jarring and contrary to how the body actually wants to wake up, but using this particular app and yoga stretches and guided meditation and guided yoga stretches in order to wake up more relaxed, more naturally, and to be more present in the day. And so I was quite interested when she reached out. Hey, I see there's some synergies, and I would love to be a guest on your podcast. And I thought, okay, cool. I have no connection to yoga, and it's the love of Jesus. Yoga, necessarily, the practices of yoga is contrary, and so I don't do yoga. I've had one encounter with yoga, and that's through the Nike Fit app, and that's just for fitness purposes. But the actual spiritual practices of yoga doesn't align with my belief systems and Jesus. But I still took the conversation because I believe that it would be just an interesting conversation to have, understand the business, but also engage with people with different belief systems. So this was my encounter with her, and it was a beautiful conversation. I could only fit what I could fit into this particular episode in terms of the length. We had a broader conversation, but I thought these were the highlights that I think would be of interest to you, or at least some things I want to put forward to. And like I said, really cool people. I just had a conversation with Lizzie, so I got to meet Lizzie and Joaquin. But she's an amazing person, really cool person, and it was a very interesting journey of how they started Yoga Wake Up. And by the way, Yoga Wake Up is quite a popular app, and is an award-winning app. And so it's by no means feat. These are really cool people and really serious people. So I hope you enjoy the conversation. Hope you take away some of the learnings, and I'll share some of my thoughts afterwards. But do enjoy. Welcome to the show, or welcome to this episode, Lizzie.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes. And so Lizzie reached out a couple of weeks back, and it's been busy on my end. And then finally, we finally locked down a date to just have a conversation and dive deep into what she does with her business, but also, I'll let her explain exactly what she does and what the business is about, because I don't want to give too much away. but just the importance of how her business helps you and I as individuals, as people, to not only function well in our existence on the earth, but also be present and functioning well. Yeah, that's I think that's to be a broad spectrum explanation. So Lizzie, go ahead. Like, tell us about yourself. Where are you from? What you're about? Why are we here today?
All right. Thank you. Thanks again for having me. I am originally from Gainesville, Florida. I have lived in Los Angeles for about 20 years. So that gives you, I guess, I moved to LA right after college and started a career in PR. And I, around the same time, started practicing yoga. I started practicing in a studio or in a gym, and that transitioned into a studio. But I found that my practice has really changed, evolved, I would say, throughout my life. And you know, every time I come back to it, it serves a different purpose. But that's, you know, sometimes it's as simple as, you know, moving your body, but more often than not, it's a form of stress relief or relaxation or just kind of allowing me to find a more spiritual place. And I decided to shift careers to work in the wellness space, and specifically in yoga with the app that I started with my husband, Yoga Wake Up. And we started Yoga Wake Up, it came from an idea that came about in a yoga class. It was a class that kind of uniquely started off with Shavasana, which is the resting pose that you usually do at the end of a yoga class. But in this class, the teacher started you lying down and eased us into gentle stretches on our back. And then she got us standing, about, you know, 5-10 minutes into the class. And then she announced good morning. And it was morning, so that's a normal thing to announce then. But the way that it happened coming out of what would be normally an ending pose or a resting pose and then into good morning seemed like a real shift. And it inspired this idea of waking up with yoga and meditation, and not just waking up with it, but being able to do it in your first 5 minutes of opening your eyes. So wow. Yoga Wake Up is very much that. It is 5 to 10 minutes of audio guided, so no screen, audio guided yoga and meditation with a teacher that is kind of like gently easing you into your day and helping you set the tone for the rest of your day.
Wow. Wow. I mean, you said so much in that intro, because I think one thing that does come to mind, the wellness space is a highly competitive space. And mm-hmm. I imagine, I mean, we can talk about later what makes you stand out or what makes Yoga Wake Up stand out amongst the other yoga practices and yoga apps out there. But I think you said something so powerful that, or in this moment, you in a yoga class and in the last 5 minutes, this is what birthed this particular project or particular company. And I think it's absolutely fantastic. I think, wow. So tell me a little bit more about this practice. Like, so what is Yoga Wake Up? I know you mentioned the first 5 to 10 minutes of when you are waking up, no screens, which I'm fascinated or quite interested to see how that would play itself out. But like, tell me more, but how does it work exactly?
Sure. Works very simply, right? It is, just as you would set any alarm clock. So, do you use an alarm or do you wake up with an alarm?
Yes, I've got two amazing young daughters, three elder, okay. 4 years old. So that's half the alarm clock, but the other one is my phone. Yes.
Right. So most of us, it's like 85% of people wake up with their alarm, and it's usually the one that they use on their phone, which no matter what you set, it's never really a fun noise, right? I mean, maybe if you're lucky, you've decided to have like twinkles or birds chirping or something, but it's typically not a very nice sound to start your day. So what we've done is we've given you hundreds of other options to wake up to. And those are the kind of magic of it is it's 30 seconds, about 30 seconds of gentle music that the teacher chooses. And this is important because most yoga classes have music in the class, and it's the music that a teacher chooses to go with their practice. You know, they put a lot of thought and energy into what music they're playing during their classes. And it does kind of give, it contributes to the personality of the class and the teacher. And so when you're choosing audio content for your alarm via Yoga Wake Up, you're not just selecting the teacher and the voice of the teacher, but you're also choosing like a mood that you want to embody for your morning. So you choose a wake up, and thankfully, you know, because there are so many, we give you recommendations, and we have descriptions for everything. And based on what you decide and what time you set to wake up and what time you even are set to go to sleep, we remind you to wind down at night, and then we wake you up with this audio. And what that audio feels like is, it's stretching, and it's often setting an intention for the day. It may incorporate a little bit of gratitude, and then it from there can be very kind of customized to your personal experience, whether you are dealing with something stressful that day, or you have, you know, like you said, if you have kids that are, you know, you have a lot of activity, maybe your mornings are a little bit chaotic. Maybe you have remote work or maybe you're working from home. I mean, there's so many, we all have such different routines, but at least this is a 10-minute break from, or kind of like a way of getting started and getting in your body and connecting to your breath. And then from there, you know, you can go about your day and whatever you have lined up next.
Wow. Yeah. So it's almost like it's an immersive tool that immerses itself in your life and kind of gets you going. It kind of sets the tone for the day and also for the evening. So it's quite immersive. It's not like an alarm clock, which is somewhat
jolting.
Yeah, exactly. This seems more gentle, more immersive, more, easier to use versus the jarring nature of an alarm clock, which now you actually making me think, what are the sounds that I use? I think I do use a jarring beep, 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 beep one. And the other phone is the more gentle, softer version of it. So I hear you. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no, I was just going to add that once you get used to waking up with this, every once in a while, either like they'll be, you know, my husband, I don't know, some reason, like there'll be an alarm that's not like our yoga wake up alarm. And I'm like, oh, like if I'm like, I don't know, visiting someone, family or something. Oh God, what is that? That's like such a horrible, it's almost like, why do we do that to ourselves? Why on earth would we choose that? So
we've grown accustomed to the jarring nature of an alarm. I must be honest, I've tried waking up without an alarm, trying to get my body to have a natural wake up. Mm-hmm. It's sometimes I've been so tired the night before that I've just blown through what I needed to get done. So I'm like, you know what, leave the alarm on, and have multiple alarms with multiple snooze options.
I
know it's naughty. I know one shouldn't snooze, because you actually feel worse snoozing. I must
you
be honest.
You do. Because, it's true.
Because your body is going into that wake sleep mode, and it's quite stressful. So I should not snooze, but it's naughty of me. But I will develop the discipline not to snooze. But it's been such a fun.
I'd love for you to try our app for a week and see if you snooze it, because it seems it's very counterintuitive. We've done a lot of, I'd say research, but it's more like just customer feedback and kind of learning over the years. And what we've learned is that, or the conclusions that we've come to, is that we snooze because we're not we're not really awake yet. We're also just not ready to kind of face the day and everything that comes with it. And also, I mean, you mentioned like, if you go to bed late, or if you're not consistent with your sleep or something like that makes it that much harder to wake up in the morning, which again, like snoozing is this kind of like bad habit, but easy thing that you can just do to delay the day. But with Yoga Wake Up, when you're waking up with this kind of very soothing, gentle audio that also is getting you moving and connecting your breath to that movement, it is such a kind of smooth transition from sleeping to waking that I would love for you to try it and see if it doesn't trigger your desire to snooze the alarm, you know, and instead maybe gets you going, oh, I could do this stretch, or I could, you know, like roll over on my stomach and, you know, like kind of push myself up into like a, it's called Sphinx pose, but it's kind of like, you're still lying down. Like it's, you know, just these kind of very gentle, you know, maybe it's just a twist, like a side bend or a twist. And then that goes on for a couple of minutes. And then all of a sudden you're like sitting up and you're like, oh, well, that's not so bad. And it kind of just gets you going.
It's like, what are the benefits? I mean, there's about morning routines, including using your app in this space. I know we're not only promoting your app, because it's not just only about your app, and but it's more about what you do. It's the lifestyle. It's about being mindful. It's about being present. Yeah. Mental health is that's the overarching thing. But I think like there seems to be a lot of emphasis on morning routines these days. Like, what are some of the benefits that you've seen? I know you said that you've mentioned our market research technically with your customers, but in terms of using your app, using yoga, using meditation to start the day, like what has been some of the benefits that you found through, I guess, customer feedback?
Definitely. Well, gosh, I mean, there's countless benefits to yoga and meditation. As far as the benefit of doing this first thing in the morning, I really think it's about like prioritizing the things that matter most to you and doing those and prioritize, like saying, I'm prioritizing this because I'm doing it first. And before I, you know, reach for technology, check my email, go do, you know, grab my coffee, whatever other things that people do when they start their day, you're prioritizing, maybe it's 5 minutes of meditation and it's paired with some stretching and a gratitude practice, you know, call it whatever you want. But these are things that, when we do in those first few minutes, we set the tone for the rest of the day. And we also create something that we can hold on to throughout the day. Like this feeling of, you know, finding calm or stillness or gratitude when things get tough later that day, when you have something unexpected that jolt, you know, frazzles you, or maybe there's something to be nervous about or just something that's plain stressful. You now have the tools to go back to, you can think about how you felt in the morning and reflect on that and kind of help bring yourself to a place of you know, calm or real, like comfort going into whatever this other stressful thing is. And I truly believe that. And I mean, we've had so many reviews around like it being a game changer, or, you know, one story that somebody shared, which is just wild. She said that she could not wake up in the morning, that she would oversleep, and that she actually overslept on her wedding day. Like this was the only thing that she had found that would help her get out of bed in the morning and like solve that problem. And you're, you know, as far as snoozing goes, like it is 67% of people snooze their alarm. And that's a lot of us.
It's a lot.
Yeah. And then, you know, you're snoozing for two or three times, right? And you're talking about like a 30 minutes of time that is now spent kind of creating grogginess and creating sleep inertia versus using that time to do something that is good for you.
That's good for you.
That makes you feel good.
A mindfulness routine. If you can just unpack what that looks like and what does it mean, and how that routine is able to transform your day. How is it able to shift and change things for you in either starting your day or setting you up for the next day?
Mm-hmm. So it looks different to, it's not the same for all of us. But speaking for what I think works really well, also keeping it simple, starting your day, well, really starting the night before, like what does your bedtime routine look like? Because that makes such a big difference in how we wake up, so what are you doing in those like 2 hours before bedtime, winding down before bed? What are you consuming, whether it's, like continuing to like maybe turning off screens at an appropriate time, winding down for at least an hour or two before bedtime, and then consistently getting the same amount of sleep every night, between 7 to 9 hours a night, if possible. Not possible for everyone. I know that's optimistic for many. But that's the ideal amount of time. And then when we start our day, I start my morning with, I'll have a glass of water by my bedside so that I can drink a glass of water as soon as I wake up. Starting the day with a short meditation or some kind of mindfulness practice, whether that's yoga, meditation, gratitude practice. It doesn't look the same every day. Some days are, easier than others. And then I get daylight, try to either get outside or at least open my curtains, first thing in the morning to let the light in. I think not immediately going to all the to-dos, but trying to slow that part of the morning down so that there's a little bit more space and just creating a space for having a relaxing morning. And it doesn't mean that you need an hour, but it in the time that you do have, whatever that amount of time is, whether it's 15 or 30 minutes or longer if you have it, just one task at a time and really trying to be present and mindful in the time that you have. Obviously, if you have a really mindful morning routine, and it's highly unlikely that you're going to have this really mindful morning routine and then, get in your car and flip off the person who cut you off and then, yell at somebody at work and then haphazardly rush through cooking. I mean, this is about making conscious choices to, create a lifestyle where you're being present and doing one thing at a time and really considering how you're feeling throughout the process, throughout it is, whatever it is you're doing. And I think that's kind of the benefit of meditation that you don't necessarily recognize until you've been doing it for a little while. But then you look back and you go, oh, wow, I'm a lot more aware or relaxed or focused or conscious or productive, those results come.
Yes.
And when they do come, then you kind of, anybody who meditates often can kind of attest to the fact that but their life before versus their life after,
yes,
they do things a little differently.
Yeah. Vastly different experiences. Yeah, so I'm like, how? I know we're talking a lot about the app. I know we'll cover more on the back end, or when I say the back end, or the greater conversation around mindfulness, because I think it's important, and mental health is quite important. But how does this app cater to people who may not have tried yoga or meditation before? So say someone, they may have heard of yoga, and they're like, okay, cool, but this sounds but how would this app kind of invite them, or how would it cater to them?
Yeah, and I'm really glad you asked that too, because we've had people that are like, oh, well, this sounds great, but I'm not into yoga, so it's not for me. And I've struggled with that a bit too, because once you get into our app, if you are a yogi, you might be surprised that it's not your typical yoga, because it is stuff that you're doing when you first wake up in the morning. It is mostly stuff that you're doing from bed. So you're not, there's no handstands, there's no back bends. It's not acrobatic in any way, shape or form. Like, we're not asking you to do anything that would potentially, I don't know, that's advanced or would potentially, you know, cause an injury, because this is like, you just woke up. So we want it to be gentle, accessible, mostly, you know, relaxing. And even the stuff that's more energizing, it's really more like, if you're lying in bed and maybe you do like a bridge pose, or maybe you know, like do a forward fold or something like that, but it's all pretty, accessible and gentle. So I say that because it's not your usual yoga app. But it is, to me, very much about like embodying what yoga is, which is this, you know, the importance of connecting, you know, linking your breath to your movement and using that as a means of waking up and energizing yourself, as opposed to all these other alarms that we've talked about. 80% of the people who use Yoga Wake Up are beginners, or like wouldn't call themselves a yogi, if that helps. Yes. So like, by all means, if you've never done yoga before, like, don't let that intimidate you. Like, we even think, by using the app, especially if you are thinking about trying yoga in a studio and for whatever reason you haven't, this is going to be a nice primer for then going to a yoga class, because you'll get some familiarity with some of the poses and maybe get like a little bit of, you know, certainly, find some yoga teachers that are, you know, that you resonate with. We've got teachers that have recorded audio content for the app that are all over the USA and in a couple other countries as well. So that's one thing too, is if you found something when you got into the app that you didn't really like, you know, just pick another. There's hundreds to choose from.
Sure. Wow. Okay, cool. No, I'm fascinated by the journey, and I'm a business owner as well. So I mean, there's a business side to it, which I'll ask
totally. A few
business questions. I'll sneak that in just a little bit.
Oh, okay.
But you mentioned about your contributors, or those that have recorded, they're all from over the States or even around the world. Like, how do you find the content? How do they contribute to this space? Like, obviously these are people that you're in relationship with, or I'm assuming that's an assumption. My apologies. But as people that you've connected with, and how do they contribute to this app and add value to the app? Yeah.
The teachers that we have featured on the app have come to us in a variety of ways. So the very first teacher that we recorded, Jen Smith, was the teacher that kind of inspired the app with her unique style of teaching. We've since had teachers that have recommended other teachers. So quite a few of the teachers on the app are referred, which I just think is such a great testament to the quality of the content, because they are very much teachers' teachers. And then several of the teachers have been recommended by our community as well. When we first started out, we would actually go into a city and we would source our favorite, but also just kind of like go to the community and say like, oh, hey, we're coming to Austin. Who should we reach out to? And we would find our teachers that way. And that's why we have a handful of teachers in like Austin and Atlanta and New Orleans and San Francisco and LA. And then it's kind of cool too, because as teachers have, you know, after COVID, like so many people moved to different states. So, you know, we've now got teachers that maybe were based here, but now they're in Oregon, and teachers in Mexico. And yeah, so it's exciting. And we also have content in Spanish. We decided to launch, we translated the app to Spanish last year and recorded content with six different teachers from who were fluent Spanish speaking teachers.
Wow. So your business is expanding, which is great.
Thank
it's always
you.
Good. Yes, we want to say yay to business expanding. Wow. That makes sense. And I think, wow, that's really cool. So from the business perspective, and I said I'm gonna sneak it in. I know we've got limited time, so I want to be respectful of your time as well. But in terms of like starting such a business, and especially in the wireless and tech space, because now you've got an app, so tech space. What are some of the challenges that you faced? These are for the business people that listen to the podcast or people that I engage with. So this is the business end. It's a little bit like, what were some of the unexpected hurdles that you encountered or faced, particularly in your early stages? But like, what are sort of the business learnings that you've encountered, uncovered, experienced during the time?
Running, as you know, right? Running your own business, you face new challenges every day. All the time. One of the things that I think we almost touched on at the start of our chat around like differentiation. I mean, I think we are very unique in that we are the only app that exists as a yoga alarm clock. I think that's what we were named. a Well and Good called us the yoga alarm clock, and we've been that ever since. But I think, in that regard, we're very unique, but that also creates other challenges because I think people tend to, the space is so crowded. I mean, you've got so many meditation apps out there. And so it's hard for our customers to, discern between them, and there's so many choices, and especially in wellness, I think that, it's absolutely necessary to differentiate yourselves, but then there's also this kind of desire for on the consumer side to kind of have like the one size fits all app. Like they want something that they can use for all the things, but those apps that maybe provide those services are very well funded, and this isn't their primary business. The app is, if you look at like some of these others, like Calm and Headspace, I mean, their primary business is really no longer their app. So
100%. That's true.
Yeah.
Yes. It's almost like the initial good intention of starting the business then shifted to making money, which is the heart, I guess, of any business in one aspect of it. But I think,
Just expanding in so many ways beyond the app itself. I mean, making it in the app world, because there are so many apps out there, and we're all vying for attention, and hopefully, I think like what makes us what makes us unique, and like what kind of we talked about being in integrity, like. We are right there with you. My husband is a developer and he built the app. So we're right there with you on creating technology that is good for you. And we kind of walk the line of, okay, we want you using our product because we believe that it's good for you. And we know that the benefits are plentiful. We also don't want you on your phone all the time because that's not good either. So, I think as a way of continuing to work in integrity, and also something that we're excited about doing to expand the business, is really like getting out there more in person with people and creating events and opportunities to meet in real life too. And also, of course, to have access to the audio content on the app that is making a difference in people's lives.
Yeah, I mean, if there's any sort of advice for aspiring entrepreneurs, especially those in the wellness and tech industry space, I know that's competition. So you don't want to necessarily give them good advice. So you can just give them a little bit of advice if you want to, because I know the competition. But like what sort of advice would you end up giving them? Or what would you like to just give them, maybe this is linked to a particular roadblock that you may have encountered.
Sure.
But just something, just something aspiring that you want to share with them.
Yeah. Well, I guess what I'm thinking about right now is, especially as you're starting your own business, it's a long game. It's something that you are going to be investing a lot of time and energy and, time that you could be spending doing whatever other things in your life, and spending time with your family. I'm lucky, my business partner is my husband in that regard. But what I'm getting at is you've got to really love it. And I mean, love it in the sense that like doing it for the right reasons for you, like believing in what you're doing and doing it for the reason that is to share it with the world or improve people's well-being, whatever that is. Because so often, and especially in wellness, you get people who are like, oh, this looks like a really great business opportunity, but they don't really believe in it. And it's not something that is actually improving lives. And and that will fade, and you won't be able to provide, like you won't be able to give to it the way that it the way that it needs to be in order to be successful. So yeah, I just think I mean, it's the cliche of like loving what you do and not having to work a day in your life, but there is some truth to that, because if you don't, especially when you own your own business, you've really got to believe in it.
100%. If you don't believe in yourself and don't believe, I always encourage people or budding business owners that I get a chance to chat to or in the podcasting space, because part of my business is I do help other people and businesses do podcasts. So that's the aspect of my business. And it's always the why. It's the like, why do you want to start a podcast? Because anyone can get a mic, anyone can get software, you can record, but it's the why. What problem are you wanting to solve in the world? And that's always my question to any podcaster, any organization. What is the problem you want to solve, and why is it important to you? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the question I would ask you, or those two questions. I know it's kind of topsy-turvy the way the interview or this conversation has gone, because it seems like ask about faces, they would say it. But like, what is the problem that you wanting to solve, and why is it important to you?
Oh gosh. So the problem I'm solving that I'm solving with this app, but really just like kind of what keeps me going is kind of simplifying health and happiness. I think it's just, there's so much going on. I mean, there's distraction. We're being sold so much all the time and being marketed things constantly. You know, I think that there's got to be an easier way, and I want to be able to provide that to people. So the problem I'm solving is really about like offering others a simpler way to achieve health and happiness. And look, my app is not the only thing that, you know, there's healthy nutrition. I mean, there's so many things that we can be doing, but I really believe in simplifying it as much as possible. And it shouldn't be something that is, you know, for the privileged, or it shouldn't be something that is pricing people out. My why? That's the why. yeah.
Well, Lizzie, last question. I know I've taken up so much of your time. Like, what's next for Yoga Wake Up? Is there something special on the horizon? Is there something, a new product that's being launched? Is a new campaign being launched? This, I know we've been talking about the app. We've been talking about your business all along. But this is another opportunity to do a shameless plug on something and thoughts and things that you are have in the pipeline that you want people to know about.
Well, we are really making a conscious effort to do more in-person events. So we're getting ready to launch Wake Up Trips, which will launch in 2025. So right now I'm actually just communicating with our subscribers to find out what they, you know, what they're looking for as far as, you know, destinations and activities throughout those trips. But I'm just really excited to meet people in person, because we, being an app, like it's one of the biggest challenges is that we're digital and we've got a community that's all over the world. And, you know, I think it would be so wonderful to be able to meet some of them and have people meet each other and create more connection throughout, you know, outside of the app. So that's coming. Yeah.
Oh, okay. It seems like there's a global event that is yet to arrive, 2025.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
All the logistics. Oh, it's going to be fun. When it happens, it will be fun.
Okay, thank you. Yes.
So,
Lizzie, and in the meantime, they can go into the app because that's easily accessible now. Yes,
the app is where we will meet for now until the actual real meet in 2025. You don't know exactly what part of the year yet, but, you know, 2025. Will be a great thing. So, Lizzie, thank you so much for your time. I'm glad that we had an opportunity to have a conversation, to chat. And I know there'll probably be many, many more conversations. And thank you for sharing your insights and the importance of mindfulness, being present, and what your app is bringing to the world and how it's making the world better.
Thank you.
And that's so shout out and a thanks to you and your husband in starting the app and being brave in starting it and sharing your skill set with the world. And it's just absolutely appreciated. And so thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. These are my takeaways out of the conversation I had with Lizzie. One, like I said, Lizzie's really a cool person, and I wouldn't doubt that their business would succeed and flourish and grow to exponential heights. Based just because it's a cool app, and I think it fits within the niche market, within their market, and it is a good practice in terms of the app itself, seamless synergy into your life, and it promotes a best practice, a good practice of waking up instead of it's a good separation and a movement away from the reliance on technology, which we all have and which I also have. But it's a good practice, and I think that's quite interesting. So the two things that really stood out for me is, one, opportunity is where you are. What that means is, as you heard in the conversation, that Lizzie and Joaquin was in a yoga class, part of the class, and at the end of the class, they do the stretches and then they say good morning. And that sparked an idea for them to then start to say, well, what are we doing? Why don't we do an app? And we call it Yoga Wake Up. And because yoga in the morning would be brilliant, and how could we help people wake up well? And so there, the opportunity met them in a simple yoga class. So how much more for you and I that we may find ourselves in a space that opportunity will meet us? Do we grab it? Do you grab it? Or do you just let it pass you by? And I think it's about being brave. It's about being proactive. It's about seeing what you have around you, that you are able to jump in and explore and take a risk, and you never know what will come out. You might even create an award-winning app, a resource flush business, who knows, or just you've learned something about yourself which you've never thought you would be able to do. So that's what the opportunity is, where you are. Just be brave enough to take it. And then secondly, mindfulness and movement is important. We are so connected to our technology. In fact, I'm recording you on a phone using a microphone and other technologies. So we are so reliant on technology, even just to do the simple practice of waking up. And our body is designed to wake up by itself. And we need to train ourselves to not be reliant on these things. Because if we continue to be reliant on these things and be trapped by technology and poor practices, we will be the worst for it. Will come off second best. So put away your phone, let social media and emails not be the first things you look at, but try and train your body to wake up naturally and to be mindful and present. And so things you can do, we can do as believers, is meditate on the word. The word of God. What greater way to start the day than to wake up and acknowledge the Lord and be present and then say, Lord, and just acknowledge Him. Go brush your teeth, grab your coffee, and then just to say an affirmation unto Him, like, Lord, or say a prayer of gratitude or a statement of gratitude unto the Lord. Lord, thank you so much for what you've given me. Thank you for my family. Thank you that there's air in my lungs. Begin your day with healthy practices that is not linked to technology. And then the process of just being mindful, and I would term mindfulness as presence, being present in everything that you do. Be fully present in where you find yourself. And not allow these technologies and onto the next thing, onto the next thing, onto the next thing to be your focus. And in movement, be fit, exercise, or at least attempt to exercise, stretch, do all these things. These are all important practices which will help you grow and be fully present and last longer on the earth and be healthier and be present in the lives of people around you. So yeah, I was encouraged by the conversation, as you may have heard. I really thoroughly enjoyed the conversation with Lizzie, and I do wish them all the best and for their business and for their futures in their future endeavors. And so yeah, thank you for listening to Things We Learned on a Monday Morning. I hope you found it helpful, encouraging, and somewhat challenging. If you like what you saw or heard, do leave a comment, a like, subscribe to the YouTube channel, and all the other podcast platforms. Subscribe there, and we'd love to hear from you. If you want to be a guest on the podcast or want to contribute to the podcast, then email me at jason@createfluencesite.com. I will reply to you, get back to you speedily, and just want to see this podcast grow and bring you more learnings and more encouragements and more challenges as we go along. So have a fantastic day, and until next time.